Bound to happen eventually, but just didn't want it to happen today, especially on Parents Weekend with everybody's folks here in town. Folks, welcome Brandon Lazowski to our stage. That might be the thing that hurts the most, is the fact that this happened in front of your parents. You've been doing so well, and all of a sudden they show up. Maybe send them home. Don't ever bring them back, sort of a thing.
No. It's good to have them in the crowd.
Yeah, nice to have them in the crowd. What was the problem tonight, if there was such a thing as a problem? I mean, you guys didn't get dominated, like Brennan says. Just not the luck or the things happening like they normally have on home ice.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit to their goalie. He's a great goalie. He's one of the best in the league, so... I thought we had our chances. He made some nice saves, and, I mean, it was bad luck tonight. I thought we played well, and, I mean, I think defensively could have been a little more desperate, myself included. You know, that was my block in the first goal, so I take credit for that one. But I thought, yeah, you know, the bounce kind of didn't go our way tonight.
Adam?
Yeah, and, I mean, I think there's a play in the second period on the power play. You're in that bumper position, and Trevor saved for that one time or 100 times this year, and it goes to your back end. Is that just kind of an example tonight where it's a foot here, foot there? Just how weird is that to play in?
Yeah, I mean, Wonga's a great passer. I mean, it's kind of anywhere. My front foot's fine. Like, I was kind of maybe not in the right position. But, yeah, maybe a pass might be off here and there. That it happens. But I'm proud of our group that, you know, 11 straight wins. And, you know, it's the third loss at home. So it's a great stretch, and you can't win them all. So we'll bounce back for Tuesday.
Yeah, and I mean, I could just see it on the bench after the game. Guys are just sitting there kind of almost in, like, disbelief that you lose. But does it kind of feel like number one team in Canada, like you're getting everybody's best shot at this point, obviously?
For sure. Like Soane said, it's their team Stanley Cup every game they play us. So every team's going to come in here wanting to beat us. And I think we got to ramp it up for the last 11 games or so of the regular season.
Do you need this to happen, have a loss every once in a while? Because there have been games where maybe you didn't play that great, especially, let's say, the game in Lethbridge or the game in Medicine Hat. The starts aren't great, but you battle back and you find a way to win. Maybe you need a loss in order to give you a little kick in the butt and say, okay, we got to be better for 60 minutes throughout.
For sure, yeah. Being down 2-0 in this game, that's something in playoffs that happened a lot last year. You know, we were down, and we just kind of fight back. And, you know, I think it's a loss that our group can take and learn from and be ready for playoffs, because you're not going to win every playoff game, so you're going to be down in games. And I think tonight was a good way of kind of, you know, a learning experience for our team.
Brandon, I appreciate you coming upstairs and chatting with us after a setback. I look forward to Tuesday night against Red Deer for the bounce back.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank
Good
you.
Good stuff. Brandon Lazowski of the Saskatoon Blades joining us.